1776.
No phones, no air, no lights, no hot food. Sounds like a wonderful seven-day cruise, doesn't it? That's what 3,300 people are dealing with right now off the California coast. In the meantime, it's legacy, baby. That's what the former president is concerned about, at least somewhat. Yeah, everybody has an ego. He has to be concerned about that. So he's being praised in Texas. That would be GW. But not so much overseas. He's got a new book out. And what happens with that book? Will there be several printings? And what happens with his legacy? We'll talk a little bit about that. Crazy photos puzzling people in California. Oh, I could really take this in a different direction. It's a missile, a UFO. What is it? The Pentagon can't really explain it too well. The so-called missile or airplane off the California coast. Since I used to live in that coastline area and used to cover Vandenberg Air Force Base, immediately I thought, oh, that's what it is, a secret missile launch. The conspiracy theorist in me started to get excited about it, just a little bit. But thinking of the fact that it was shot by a helicopter, videotaped by a helicopter in Los Angeles, I'm thinking more that it's just kind of an optical illusion, and that's how many people are explaining it. My name is Kate Delaney. This show is America Tonight, and boy, are we going to really take you on some wild peaks and valleys. In other words, if you were on a roller coaster, hang on pretty tight. And the cruise ship story is one of the craziest that I've heard, but there are things that happen on ships, and it's funny, you think of a ship, and of course, we could go there with the Titanic, and that's a little bit different, because it slammed into an iceberg and it could have avoided it. But when you think of a cruise ship, I think of a floating hotel with lots of food on it and lots of people. Other people say it's the best time in their life when they go on these cruise ships. But it's not the best time in your life when you're supposed to be there for 7 days cruising the Mexican Riviera, and instead you've got no air conditioning, no hot water, no food, and a lot of unhappy people around you. Ooh, that doesn't sound fun to me. It almost would make you want to swim home, although they were 150 miles off the coastline. I'll explain. I'll give you more details on that story in a second. But first, let's talk about the president. The president is away, of course, as you know, in Indonesia. And the tour continues. Remember, Obama used to live in that neck of the woods as a child, so he feels comfortable, I think, among a lot of the people there, and certainly the diplomats. He talked with the Indonesian president and did a couple of other things with tours and whatnot and maneuvering as to what's going to happen with the UN, and also the theme is supposed to be jobs, as we know. But here's what he said about the press.
I think the recommendation has been that we use this expanded bilateral just to try to summarize some of the discussion that we've already had and the meeting of the minds that we've had on a range of issues.
All right, so meeting of the minds, what can you gather from what he said there? Pretty much just that same theme that America, that he started in Egypt, if you remember, that America is not and won't be at war with Islam, for one. He also reached out to continue that with Muslims. He talked about being in a Muslim nation that once was his boyhood home. He acknowledged that relations are still kind of frazzled and frayed with the Islamic world, despite his best efforts to repair it. Here's more.
We don't expect that we are going to completely eliminate some of the misunderstandings and mistrust that have developed over a long period of time. We do think that we're on the right path.
All right, that's my question. Are we on the right path? Are we on the right path? He says it's a new beginning with Muslims. And, of course, being abroad, the speech, particularly addressing that, was watched pretty closely, and the one that he gave in Cairo was really the big one that people talk about, where he praised the world's most populous Muslim nation for standing its ground against violent extremism, as he said, and that we all must defeat Al-Qaeda and its affiliates. But where have we gone, or what direction have we headed since that speech in Cairo? What the president also said in this trip, just expounding on these themes, is that America has a stake in Indonesia because, these are his words, it's growing with prosperity that is broadly shared among the Indonesian people because a rising middle class here means new markets for our goods, just as America is a market for yours. Somebody needs to tell the president that almost everything in America is not made in India. It's made in where? China. Are you kidding? The Chinese have a hold on the marketplace here. And how much of our goods do you think are actually going to be snapped up by the billion people in Indonesia? Some, like some of our blue jeans maybe, which of course are most of them are made overseas. But other than that, I would say probably not. Jeremy's listening to us in Alaska. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Kate, the most beautiful, smartest woman on talk radio.
Hey, Jeremy, when are you going to get a senator up there? They're still counting the votes, huh?
Yeah, I'm hoping Joe Miller wins, whether they cheat or not.
I like that. Whether they cheat or not, just give them the election.
Murkowski certainly doesn't deserve anything. We voted her out the first time, and she's just a power-hungry nobody, as far as I'm concerned. You know, the exact types we're trying to throw out of there.
Yeah, you know, the thing with Murkowski, you're right, she doesn't want to let go of that office, knew a way around it was the write-in, and didn't like that Joe Miller obviously trounced her, and that was the way to, that was her end game, her end around. That I don't know if it'll work or not. You remember in Florida that happened with Charlie Crist, except for he jumped parties and became an independent to try to win a Senate seat that he thought he should get, but he knew he couldn't have the Republican nomination against Marco Rubio, so we'll see.
Well, I tell you, Kate, I would have been a lot happier with McAdams than their, you know, the Democrats, because, you know, he swore down in that debate that, he would never take a lobbyist dollar, and I believe him.
I heard that. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just fear for Alaska that the Manchurian candidate might win again, you know. But I wanted to talk to you about the rocket thing, you know. I have to disagree with you a little bit, Kate, and say that if it was a plane or something that went down, then the FAA surely would have reported it.
All right, you know what, Jeremy? I'm going to talk about that on the flip side. It wasn't anything that went down. It was the contrail that was going up in the air that looked like a missile had taken off, that there was a missile launch. Now, there were Titan missiles when I worked in California where they had some secret missile launches. In other words, they didn't alert the media that they had a launch, and you could see it off some coastlines, but not too clearly. So we're going to talk about that mystery next.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
America, I promise you in another 20 minutes I'll have a picture up on americatonight.net of what we're talking about that was in the sky. This is radio after all, so let me give you a description of it. You know, it looks, it just looks like a contrail. You know, when you see a plane and you see a really blue sky and it's a clear day and you see the puff of the white trail, that's what a contrail is. You see the white trail going across the sky, and there's a plane, and you know that's what it is. And sometimes they're pretty long. Sometimes they're short. Sometimes you don't even really see it. It depends on where you are and what you're looking at and what kind of plane. Well, what happened in Southern California is there was a helicopter, a news helicopter slash traffic copter, I think, that was flying around that caught on tape what looked really strange, that this mystery missile almost. It looked like a missile was going off straight up into the sky. You know, when you see those launches at from NASA and you see the rockets going, of course the rockets slow and turning and you can see the trail when people go to Cape Canaveral and watch. But it wasn't that kind of a thing. It was like poof, it was there in the sky. But people from the U.S. Navy and the Air Force weren't able to explain what it was, just this mystery missile launch, or was it a mystery launch off of Southern Cal? It's been caught on tape. The image was caught on tape, like I said, from that news helicopter. But where would it have launched from? And so what is it? NORTHCOM is the U.S. Defense Command, and NORAD, we know, is an organization that's supposed to protect the U.S. from the threat of missiles or any kind of hostile aircraft. So you see the video or you see the photograph of it, and one of the television stations in Los Angeles actually showed the video to a former U.S. ambassador to NATO, Robert Ellsworth, you recognize his name, who was also a deputy secretary of the defense, to get what his thoughts would be. And he says it's spectacular. It just takes people's breath away. And he says the projectile is a big missile. He says it's a big missile, but he has no information of that. He just says that that's what it is. Now, I mentioned this in covering Vandenberg Air Force Base. That would happen every once in a while. I had a pretty good source, and they had Titan missile launches, and it wasn't a secret that they did those launches, but they didn't tell you, oh, by the way, we're testing some missiles. So the missile tests actually are common off of Southern California. They do a lot of launches from platforms that are west of Point Magoo, and then they have sometimes boats out there. Now, either it's some kind of one of those deals, and they just don't want to cop to it, which would be weird. I don't know why they wouldn't just say that's what it was. Or it's an optical illusion where it looks like something that came from a plane because it is going into the sun, and so it is kind of strange looking. Or it's something completely different that we have no idea. The Pentagon can't explain it, or they don't want to explain it. Might be the answer. They don't really want to explain it. The FAA is saying that they ran radar replays of the area west of L.A. based on the reports that they were hearing of the location of the possible missile launch, but they didn't find any fast-moving, unidentified targets anywhere around there, and they didn't get any reports of any kind of strange sightings from pilots who are all over the place up and down that California coastline. So right now they're saying they don't know. It appears like it's a rocket or some other object that shot up into the sky and left a large contrail over the Pacific Ocean. Oh, well, mystery maybe not solved. I still think it might be an optical illusion. You can come to your own conclusions. Like I said, I will post that up there in the next 20 minutes, and you can decide what you think it is. Don in Wyoming is listening to us. Hey, Don.
Hey, is this America Tonight with Kate Delaney, or is this Colt Costa
Norrie? Yeah. I'm going to send this tape to my pal, George Norrie, and see what he says. I'm sure he's talking about it. What is it? We have no idea. You know, it's probably somebody, I said it's probably some movie thing. It's probably some Jimmy Rigg deal that somebody sent up into the sky to create this water cooler buzz, and it's working.
Hey, you know what? I decided, Kate, if anything happens to America and we can't explain it, just blame it on Al-Qaeda. There you go. Blame it on the Taliban.
There you go. A near terrorist attack was thwarted today, and that's what you saw all over the skies of Los Angeles. I like it.
Anyway, yeah, it's kind of funny they caught it on camera, though, so, you know, it's, and then, you know, you'd think just to debunk the conspiracy or whatever, you know, the military would have said, you know, leave the Air Force and, oh, yeah, that was one of ours, you know, and then we wouldn't even be talking about it. It'd be like,
well,
oh,
and
okay.
Usually, see, here's the thing, usually they do that, Don. When I was covering the Air Force, like I said, they had those launches, like the Titan missile launches, the midget missiles that they would launch, and then if it did come out, they would say, yes, at, you know, whatever time last night we sent off XYZ missile. They didn't try to cover it up after that.
Yeah, so, well, anyway, hey, listen, we were talking a little bit last night. I wanted to clear something up. I don't want people thinking I'm a warmonger, want to just annihilate people or anything. I was referring to past history when I was talking about retaliation for Iran if they decide to do something to Israel. When you go back, you know, I love studying World War II, and, and, you know, the Nazis were bombing London, and women and children were getting killed.
Yes.
You know, and then England and Great Britain and the United States did the same thing to Germany. Women and, you know, they're bombing cities. These are women and children down there getting killed. It wasn't, you know, they weren't necessarily military targets, et cetera. And even when we went into Iraq originally, we weren't blasting the conch out of Baghdad. You know, we were attacking military targets, you know, but, at the same time, you know, and I don't know that, you know, if both things were wrong back there in World War II, two wrongs don't make a right, you know. But unfortunately, in war, that's what happens. And I guess my comment was that, you know, if, you know, if they launch a nuclear missile or something like that bomb, which we know they're building, you know, and these guys, Kate, Iran, you know, Ahmad the Jihad, this Ayatollah guy, they go back, you know, these are the people that have been funding with their oil money, have been funding terrorism all over the Middle East and all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
And they fund Hezbollah, they fund Hamas, you know, they openly want to talk about obliterating Israel off the map. You know, they well had a attack, you know, they probably will help him bin Laden get around, you know, even though he used most of his money for the original attack on 9/11, you know, and the point is that these guys are, they don't care about their people. I mean, look what they've been in Iraq and Afghanistan. You know, they've been blowing places up, killing their women, killing their own children. They don't care, you know. And if I was, my point was, and I guess it didn't come across right. My point was and that if they attack Israel, I'm curious, you know, if all of a sudden Tel Aviv, we wake up one day and Tel Aviv isn't there anymore, you know, because it's been nuked off the map. And let me explain, people don't have a concept, I don't think, too much of today's nuclear weapons, Kate. What was the bomb that we dropped on Japan, Fat Boy, or what was it, Little Man and Fat Boy?
Right.
You know, they wiped out 50, 60, 70,000 people, each of them did, okay? These missiles, this stuff they've got now is 10, 20, 30 times more powerful than those bombs. I mean, we're talking, one of them would take out a city of 2 million people in one shot, you know? And if we wake up one day and, you know, Tel Aviv or some other Israeli city's not there and there's nuclear fallout there, and which is actually probably worse, and you probably want to just get zapped in the first place. You don't want to be around when there's your people, you're watching people's ears just fall off and their nose.
Yeah, you want to get hit right in the center of it, yes.
Yeah, but the point is that, you know, what's the retaliation going to be? And, you know, everyone over there in the Middle East knows that Iran has been the backers of terror over there. And, you know, I guess I was just making parallel to what they were doing in World War II and that fact that, you know, we bomb them back to the smithereens. I don't think
Kate,
you made a great point, and I wanted to bring that up, but we ran out of time. This last election they had last year, there were lots of people over there that do not want this regime over there in charge anymore. They, you know, people were executed for, you know, trying to voice their opinion and protest what was going on. And so we know the majority of the people in Iran are good people, and I don't want to kill any of their women and children or people that don't, you know, that don't back this regime, you know. But at the same time, you know, something's got to be done, and we don't
and
have
what
a president in there right now that will do anything about it. But
right, I agree with you. But the problem, absolutely, we have to take the gloves off with Iran. There's no question about it. I also said that. Thanks for clearing that up, Don. But the problem is you have protesters who were getting killed and who were disappearing in Iran because they don't like the regime. They don't like the dirty politics that's happening. But what's happening with Ahmadinejad is frightening. Hang with us.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Said we would talk about Bush's legacy because now he's pumping this book, and so the former president is getting a lot of face time. For 2 years, it was like he was in hibernation. Now he's out and willing to answer all kinds of questions and talk about decisions that he made, which is the theme of his book, decisions that were forced upon him or different decisions that during his 8 years he had to deal with. Consequences of basically Katrina being one of them, 9/11 being another, and you can think of a slew of others, I'm sure. So we're going to let you hear what he had to say on a couple of those things and the reaction so far that he's received. Let's go across the border to the north to Sam in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, gorgeous?
Fabulous. It's another week, and we're living above ground. That's a good thing.
Well, yeah, of course. Of course, you know how I feel, of course.
Of course.
Okay, I bumped into Julie's daughter who's studying here at McGill, the younger one. She's graduating this year, by the way. And I bumped into one of her friends who's studying poli-sci. And she asked me about the new Speaker of the House. And I said, I think I know who I could ask. And her daughter called you KD.
Wow, that's funny. Yes. About John Boehner, that's what they want to know, what he's going to be like?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where is he from? What state he's from? Republican, you know, the usual.
Yeah, he's obviously a Republican because that's why he would get the Speaker of the House because of the majority. And he's from Ohio. He represents Ohio.
Right.
He's a guy who takes a hard line and the complete opposite of Nancy Pelosi, takes a hard line on the health care reform once it repealed, the Bush tax credits. He pretty much steps in line with what the Republican agenda it was and is, you know, heading in and out of these midterm elections. So, and the big thing he's going to do, I mean, the big thing that he's going to push for is absolutely going to be repeal the health care. That's going to be his top thing, I think.
Okay, because, you know, she just wasn't sure. And from what I'm hearing with some of the newly elected representatives, some of them are a little, you know, like here, some of the businesses, like their towns are, you know, bordered with the U.S., they're a little scared about when it comes to trade, especially with newly elected, like congressmen. Some of them are saying America first, and now with the Canadian dollar almost at par, like I said last week, a lot of Canadian companies here are getting nervous. So my attitude is, and same thing with Julie, it's a wait-and-see attitude, you know, to see what happens. I mean,
right, and I don't think, remember, of what mostly is talked about is the manufacturing work that goes to India and China.
Right.
If you go to the website, I have a story about the Girl Scout reversal.
There
was so much protest that people blew up the phone lines, called in, bombarded the phone lines in New York, and so that got reversed.
Right.
And so it's not so much about Canada, because there's a give and a take there. It's really about the manufacturing stuff happening in third world countries and in, like, China and whatnot.
Right. And I just saw in the news tonight where a lot of people from Montreal, when they want to buy new cars, are going to Plattsburgh because even with everything else thrown in, it's like, and taxes, it's $40,000, and yet the same car up here costs $40,000, and that's before taxes and everything thrown in. So there are savings. So, you know, there is an advantage to an almost at par dollar. So, from what was seen on the news, the local dealership, I'm not going to mention because I don't know if he wants any free advertising or not. He said alone in September he sold 300 cars to Canadians. So, you know, there is the good thing that, a par dollar could help people go, you know, people from Montreal going to Plattsburgh, and it helps the local economy, i.e., they're buying all those cars. So,
sure, and if I'm in Plattsburgh and I'm an auto dealer, I love that. That's exactly what I'm looking for. That's why I'm saying a lot of that commerce, like the simple things, even, I mean, let's face it, it's like we talked about the 222s before.
Right.
I know people that used to just make runs and they would go and get 222s and get some other things in Canada and bring it back using your pharmacy, spending money up there. And that's just little, you know, that's a little here and there, but it adds up. So especially along that border, there's going to be that kind of trade. But on a bigger scale, I don't think you'll see it cut down.
And by the way, Julie and I will be in Plattsburgh on Black Friday. We're both.
Ooh.
And we all know what. Well, first of all, she's going to Italy again to visit her other daughter. And as usual, she's having a grand old time. And the team even offered her an extension on her contract.
Hey, that's a good deal for her. If she can play overseas and make a little bit of money and then keep playing a sport that she likes, good for her. A lot of Americans do that. They do the same thing.
Yeah,
the men and women go and play basketball, volleyball, and other sports.
Hockey, right.
Hockey.
And Okay, and I also spoke to our favorite rabbinical person. He's given up on his Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And he's cheering for your Eagles. I said, how dare you? Don't you know I'm a Giants fan? He goes, Uncle, if we didn't disagree on something, life would be boring. So now you have a fan in Israel.
All right, go Eagles, go. Hey, thanks, Sam. We got some people waiting to talk to us. Let's go to Ann in Missouri. Hey, Ann.
Hey, Kate. I'll start with the first thing, the most recent thing you said, talking about the products out of China.
Yeah.
You know, the first thing I think, I don't know if I've said this before or not, but using the example of Samson and Delilah and how Delilah kept saying, why are you so strong? Where do you get your strength? And he gave this, you know, far out line. And so she ties him up while he's asleep and calls for the Philistines, and they come, and then he beats them all up, and he does this about three times, and then he finally tells her what it is, and they come in, and he's almost history. But, you know, I think about China and all of these products we're getting in, and time after time after time after time, they landblast us with stuff that has to be recalled.
Right. The dog food was terrible, the lead paint, the toys, yeah.
Oh, man, and all the toys and everything. Let's get to our dear former president. Boy, he's had lots of interviews on all the shows today. The one main thing that I want to talk about is his interview with Matt and how he tried to interrogate him on waterboarding.
Sure.
And he said, well, would you mind if the guys over there waterboarded our people? Well, that was so lame, because you know that the guys over there could care less about waterboarding. They just go on to the mutilating and raping and and beheading.
Yeah, they'll plus they'll videotape it and put it all over the web for you too. Yeah.
Boy, now you did it even. Well, I can't say better. It was worse.
Yeah.
Later. Bye.
Bye-bye. It's interesting you're talking about Bush, and that's right. He was not nailed. I mean, you know, Matt Lauer was talking about what the controversial things were, and waterboarding certainly was controversial. So he was picking controversial decisions out of the book, and that is one of the things that Bush talked about. I don't think he knows this. He knows that when he's going and he's talking about everything openly, which is in his book, that's what's going to happen, that he's going to have people criticize him, and he's going to have some people that think that he's terrific and some people that don't like him. That's what you deal with when you're the president, right, when you're the ex-president. He went out, though, very quietly, if you remember, because it was just like, boom. Clinton had to be dragged out, kicking and screaming, and he still clamors for the national spotlight, and if he could run for president again, he would run for president again, and everybody knows that. That's why you see he's so visible politically. And in the case of Bush, he hasn't been visibly politically, and he hasn't been talking a lot about politics, and he wasn't out there campaigning for people in the midterm elections. And, of course, part of that is because he had a horrible last 6 months or so in the presidency. When he was going out of the presidency is when he was really, really getting bombarded. And that was the whole theme of Obama when he was running. Besides the change you can count on and all that stuff, it was about, here's what they did in the past 8 years, here's what we're not going to do. Remember, that was a big theme of the change movement, the youth getting involved, all that sort of stuff, that Bush was brutal. And especially with the economy, with what happened with the banks too big to fail and all that sort of stuff. So we're going to be different. And that's why he kind of just went away for a couple of years and decided that he was going to hole up, watch baseball, just go back to his roots. And now he's out there because he's got his book and he's out there talking to people. In fact, we're going to let you hear a little bit of that on the flip side. Stay with us.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
At americatonight.net. If you go there, you'll see the image and you can make your own conclusions. Is it a missile? Is it a mystery? Is it an optical illusion? Who knows what it is? Clearly, it does look like a missile contrail. The Pentagon is saying they have no record of it, don't know anything about any kind of a missile launch. And this came off the Southern California coast on Monday. So who knows? But I think the fact that everybody's so puzzled makes it a curiosity and maybe something else. The Pentagon is saying, oh, it's nothing foreign. Don't worry. It's not anything that, of course, it's going in the opposite direction. It was launched. If it is a missile, it was launched from somewhere in Southern California. And I'm thinking that they do those missile launches that I've talked about before, whether it's there by Point Magoo or what, that's probably what it was. But they're not confirming that, which is very, very odd. So if you want to check it out for yourself, go to the blog, click on the blog notes from a scorecard. It's right there at the top, easy tab, you'll see it. Also, check out if you go to features, we do a fun thing called Blunder of the Day. And you want to talk about a blunder of the day, I would hate to be the PR person right now for Carnival Cruises because, you know, they're always hanging on by a thread. Like when there's somebody that disappears from a cruise ship, pirate attacks, charges of something else that's happened, robbery or something else that's happened on a cruise, it multiplies. And that bad publicity hurts business. So it certainly wasn't a Carnival, and I got a shot of it on the Blunder of the Day for the people who jumped on board the Splendor because they got no phones, no air, no air conditioning, no lights, no hot food, although that's kind of been remedied a little bit. It was supposed to be a cruise that they went down to Cancun and stopped in some of these other ports. Instead, they were dead in the water. 113-ton ship. A fire hit the engine room early Monday morning, and then that was it. The ship was dead, so it was just floating listlessly. Getting help, of course, from the USS Reagan, and now some tugboats pulling it in. It's being tugged to shore. It'll take about 24 hours when it's all said and done to get to Ensenada. And now the Reagan caught up with them, and they're gave food and water and all that stuff, and also some helicopters are dropping food. I mean, sadly, I hate to say it, but in my head when they were saying they were dropping food from the helicopters, I was thinking, oh, my God, that's like what they do when they're out somewhere in Iraq. Remember they were doing that in some of the Spartan areas or really Afghanistan where they were dropping stuff for the people so they would have supplies? And that's what you're doing to people who are on a cruise? I guess people on that cruise aren't going to gain the 10 pounds that you can gain because it's just a food fest when you're out on the waterways, that free-for-all where you have a, you know, buffet-style food all day long. People tell me that it's the easiest way, besides going to college your freshman year, to gain 10 pounds. All right, actually, the ex-president doesn't look like he's gained any weight. In fact, he looks like he's in pretty good shape. As I mentioned, he's been out of the limelight for 2 years, and now he's got a book out, his memoir. It's called Decision Points, and most of that memoir, most of what the criticism is about the things that he talks about, is focused on the waterboarding. And he's had to defend that a couple of times, whether it's the Times of London or Matt Lauer on the Today Show or wherever. And he's saying that the tactic forced the 9/11 mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, to give up the info that prevented attacks in London's Heathrow Airport and Canary Wharf business district there, and how significant it was. In the meantime, the Prime Minister, the new one, David Cameron's office, did issue a statement that the British government's belief that waterboarding is illegal is what they're standing by. And then there was someone from the House of Commons who's in the intelligence business and security, and they expressed doubts about Bush's claim. Of course, in France, they jumped on it, too, and said Le Monde is the paper of record there, and they said there was certainly an absence of regret in his defense of waterboarding. But not everything has been about waterboarding stateside. It's been a little lighter in some cases, so in Europe he's getting slammed. In America it's kind of mixed reviews, actually pretty positive reviews. But it's there to talk about, and he talked about, for one, Katrina and what happened with Katrina. Listen to this little snippet.
I should have touched down in Baton Rouge, met with the governor, you know, walked out and said, I hear you. I mean, we know, we understand, and we're going to, you know, help the state and help the local governments with as much resources as needed. And then got back on a float up to Washington. I did not do that and paid a price for it.
He did pay a price for it. That was probably the worst one of the worst PR nightmares of his administration. All right, Bin Laden was another question.
I was disappointed, deeply disappointed, and still am. And secondly, I heard all that noise. We would have moved heaven and earth to get him if we'd have known where he was.
All right, so Bush says we didn't know where he was. Supposedly they came close, but it didn't happen. And what about this 7 minutes?
I'm not going to debate the critics as to whether or not I was in shock or not. I wasn't. And they can read the book and they can draw their own conclusion.
And, of course, he's talking about initially when he was told, remember he was at an elementary school when 9/11 happened. And you see the photographs of that and then people speculate as to what he was thinking and all that sort of thing. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark. All right, let's go to Dan in Texas instead. Hey, Dan.
Okay, I want to get back to something that our friend Ann said. Okay, if you want to get some business in this country going right and start the business going, get the government off our backs. Stop the damn regulation. Stop the damn taxing. Let the people put some money in their pockets. Let the people build their businesses. Let them start hiring again. And that's how we'll get this country on a roll again. Plus, we suffered from a situation that under Clinton, we repealed Glass-Steagall. And Glass-Steagall was the safety yes. net that stopped the banks from pulling off some of the shenanigans they are now.
Yep.
Now, we're loaning money to banks. We're printing money, actually, and giving it to banks. And we're actually paying them interest on not loaning money. Okay? This is foolhardy. Devaluing our dollar makes your and my money worth less. And you know that, and I know that.
Yeah.
And Bernanke knows that. This guy is in with Obama. Obama's goal as a Muslim is to destroy the United States of America. And people don't believe me, but you watch his actions. Everything he does, from that little $600 routine in the Obama bill to make us have to file a paper for every $600 worth of business we do,
sure.
to his trying to put us in jail if we don't buy these insurance and put the insurance companies out of business, this man is trying to destroy America. We've got to get rid of this clown. Let's impeach him.
They're not going to impeach him.
Okay,
they're not going to impeach him. You know that.
Well,
they're not going to impeach him.
He's violated the Constitution time and time again, girl. You know that.
Here's what I would agree with you. Thanks, Dan. Here's what I would agree with you on. I don't agree with they're not going to impeach him because they're not going to waste the time even trying to do that because they know they're not going to be successful. They're going to go after health care reform, which you just said, which you just mentioned. Why do people have to pay a penalty if they don't want insurance? And second, forget the Muslim thing because you're a smart guy, Dan, and it doesn't add to the argument. He's sat in a Christian church of that crazy Jeremiah Wright for however many years. So forget the whole Muslim angle of it. If you want to go after all the other stuff, I agree with you with the going after the $600. So in other words, when you have a vendor, you're a small business, you got to chase all that down and get buried in paperwork. He's absolutely right. So 90% of what you said, I am dead on in agreement with you, Dan. The taxing, the regulation, they want to get businesses working. They need to cut the crap and stop that nonsense.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This is crazy.